And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your musical entertainment.
1, 2, 1, line check.
You're tuned to Britain's grooviest radio show,
Teenage Kicks.
No Line Max.
Forest Effect.
This is the one to listen to.
It's been described as defeatist and pessimistic. Well, I don't think so.
I think it's degrading and disgusting for our children to hear and see such things.
Forest FM.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Set the dial to Forest FM. Playing sounds just like it was then. Loud and proud on your radio. Neil Lomax is ready to go. I wanna listen and I'll listen alright. Get Teenage Kicks right through the night. Alright.
Why has it all got to be so terribly loud?
To the station! Music!
1, 2, 3, 4!
Teenage Kicks on Forest FM with Neil Lomax. You've never heard of him, but the records are pretty good.
Good evening, welcome to this week's edition of Teenage Kicks here on 92.3 Forest FM with me, Neil Lomax, and we start the show as we do each and every week until we run out of tracks. Basically, cover versions open up each show each week. They're The Damned with their classic cover of the Beatles' track Help, which was the B-side to their new Rose single from October of 1976, the debut single from The Damned. Stay with me for the next hour. Slightly European feel to the show with the big EU referendum coming. Whether you're in or out, you may well enjoy tracks with a slight reference to Europe in some mainly some of the song titles, I think. Actually, don't worry, it's not going to get too political. We have tracks this evening from Mission of Burma. We have Fugazi, The Chameleons, Bow Wow Wow, Johnny Thunders, John Fox, JJ Burnell, some solo work from him for the bass player, The Stranglers. Now, this week's archive radio session is from the Psychedelic Furs from 1979. Brand new music from a local act, Nellu Star. And we also have this from Wild Billy Childish and CTMF.
You say you love me, yeah, you love me, but you really don't. Your line is soft as arms trying to get stoned. You say you're happy, yeah, you're happy, no regrets. Lying on the sofa smoking cigarettes. You say you're ready, yeah, you're ready for God's truth, whilst drowning all your sorrows in overproof. You got it, yeah, you got it, what you gonna do? You're spending all your seed on a misting you. It's so hard to be happy.
I'm liking things I don't like. I don't integrate myself, trying to be liked. I don't listen to the kids' latest sounds. I'm made 21 and I'm a man.
Well, it's great to play some more music from Billy Childish, born Stephen John Hamper, stage name Billy Childish. He's a man of many talents, as well as being an English painter, author, poet, photographer, filmmaker. He's singer and guitarist with bands such as the Pop Rivets, the Milkshakes, and the Mighty Caesars, as well as Wild Billy Childish and CTMF. It's from the album Acorn Man, released back in 2014. Billy Childish there, and it's so hard to be happy, sorry. Now it's back to 1980. To a post-punk band from Boston. This is Mission of Burma.
Anything, it was just total.
She says,
Not a band you hear very often on the radio, which is why shows like this exist. Mission of Burma, the post-punk band from Boston, Massachusetts, formed back in 1979, from their debut LP called VS, or Versus, I think it's VS, the debut album from 1982. That was Mission of Burma, and Mika, the band, are still going and recorded an album, I think, about 2-3 years ago. So we must get some more up-to-date material from Mission of Burma for the show. Now a very early recording of one of the debut singles from REM. Their very early singles from 1981, just the year after the band formed. It was recorded on the Hiptone record label in 1981, one of their debut singles there. That was REM and Radio Free Europe. I said Europe would creep up a lot in the show this evening, so you might even better predict some of the tracks that are coming up. It was then re-recorded for the later releases of their debut album, Murmur, which was released in 1983. We'll stay in the US. This is from April 1990, from Fugazi. Thank you. Well, a track from the American post-hardcore band filmed in Washington, D.C. in 1987 on the Discord record label from their full-length studio LP called Repeater from April 1990. That was Fugazi and Blueprint. We've got another early single from 1981, this time from the Manchester band The Chameleons.
Neil Lomax on Forest FM. Well, there's only more rubbish on the television, to be honest.
I always thought this band were underappreciated and extremely, well, I'd say underrated, but they never really enjoyed the success they deserved. They were the Chameleons, or known as Chameleons UK in North America, apparently. Don't know why you need to know that, but so you do now. A post-punk band formed there in Middleton, Greater Manchester in 1981, a debut, or rather an early single from the band called Nostalgia, the 7-inch version there from the Chameleons. We're going to go Europe theme again, this time from TV Smith's Explorers.
I go to the airport and I watch the planes take off. Should I go or stick with what I've got? See Europe, but don't leave home and family.
The journey's rough, I'll get there if I can. See Europe, but don't leave home and family. Forgotten, see Europe. And you can change the past. When you take one step, you don't leave behind the last. See Europe, see Europe, see Europe, see Europe.
Well, as I did warn you earlier, there'll be plenty of tracks with a Europe theme to them as we press towards the big EU referendum on Thursday here in the UK. That was TV Smith's Explorers and a track called See Europe. TV Smith's Explorers, the band formed by TV Smith, former frontman with the punk band The Adverts. After they disbanded in 1980, he formed this band, TV Smith Explorers, although they recorded the one LP before they disbanded, before he went on later on to, as he does now, enjoy solo success. TV Smith Explorers, the album's called The Last Words of the Great Explorer from 1981. There was a track from it there called See Europe.
Please stay tuned to Teenage Kicks on Forest FM, as your listening is important to us.
To make it come running, radio Jesus.
Bow Wow Wow and Radio G-String from their debut, which was released on cassette only, so hence they call it Your Cassette Pet, released on the EMI label in 1980. That was Bow Wow Wow and Radio G-String, the band formed by Malcolm McLaren after he spirited away Adamant's backing band, his Ants, from their the original lineup, and replaced Adamant with Annabelle Wan, call them Bow Wow Wow, and the rest was history, as they say, although the band sort of came back back again. Annabelle Wan, the original front lady, is going out now as Annabelle Wan of the original Bow Wow Wow, as another member of the band has broken away and called themselves Bow Wow Wow without the original lead singer Wan's wishes. So like so many of these bands, they kind of fracture into two different bands, bizarrely. But anyway, Annabelle Wan, who calls herself Annabelle Wan of the original Bow Wow Wow, if you're local to the broadcasting region, you can catch her live on August the 11th this year at Talking Heads in Southampton.
Would anybody mind?
Teenage Kicks.
Neil Lomax.
Forest FM.
Because it's my favourite, and I'd like us all to hear it. Anybody mind?
No.
Oh, right.
All I have on is Teenage Kicks with Neil Lomax on Forest FM.
It doesn't pay to try. All the smart boys know why. It doesn't mean I didn't try. I just never know why.
Fantastic record this, and I enjoyed a really, really excellent cover of this from Half Man Half Biscuit when I saw them at the Engine Rooms in Southampton last month. They did a fantastic cover of this. That was Johnny Thunders there, and You Can't Put Your Arms Around a Memory from from his debut solo LP called So Alone from 1978. Johnny Thunders, of course, the former guitarist with the New York Dolls, as well as frontman and guitarist with the punk band The Heartbreakers. And this solo LP had quite an impressive lineup of musicians playing on it. It had Paul Cook and Steve Jones of the Sex Pistols on the album. Paul Gray, former bass pair with The Damned and the rock band UFO. You had Chrissy Hynde of The Pretenders, and you also had Phil Lynott from Thin Lizzy playing on this album, as well as Steve Marriott, former Small Faces and Humble Pie guitarist, singer, songwriter. So that's a damn impressive lineup in my books. Now to 1981, the second LP from former Ultravox frontman John Fox.
Your dress is shimmering.
Back to our Europe-themed tracks again. From John Fox, former Ultravox frontman, then solo. And in 1981, he releases as a single in August of 1981. It was Europe After the Rain from John Fox. Turned up on his second solo LP called The Garden, also from 1981. Nice to promote some local talent. Another track from local musician, the singer-songwriter, bass and synth musician known as Nellustar.
Setting suns, they met in the right place, the right time. Two setting suns, just throw together a bomb time. Two setting suns, they've been together a while now. Two setting suns, they're leaving me with a smile now. I'm glad that Lester surely. Up with that Birmingham boy. Two setting suns, their legacy lasts a lifetime. Two setting suns, one half has been round the world now. Two setting suns, she held the W.I. out. Two setting suns, and the chance to drive now. I'm glad that Lester surely did. Hooked up with that Birmingham boy. Two setting suns, they were larger than life on the Magnum. Two setting suns, their light will never go out now. Two setting suns, he joined her at the end now. Two setting suns, and made it a joint event. Wow, we're glad that Lester surely. With that Birmingham boy, I'm glad that Lester surely did. Hooked up with that Birmingham boy.
Some music there from local talent to our region. That is from Nellustar, from Paul in Dorset, singer-songwriter, bass musician there, from his new release, which you can find on SoundCloud. They're all free to download, his tracks. You go along to soundcloud.com/Nellustar. Nellustar is spelled N-E-L-L-U-S-T-A-R. New release there from Nellustar. That was called Two Setting Suns. You can also follow him on Twitter, at Nellustar1. From one bass player to another, the Stranglers bassist JJ Burnell, from his debut LP from 1979. Quite an experimental affair, but I enjoyed quite a lot of this album, to be honest with you. I hadn't played any of it for a long time either. So good to play some more on the show. Keeping our Europe theme alive, this is JJ Burnell and Do the European.
blacks who'd rather be white. There are always those who don't feel right in their skins. I could have been born in Tokyo or Delhi. I could have been born in New York or Sydney. I could have been a post-war East Berlin, a post-war European, sure.
Do the European, do the European, do the European, do the I could have been born in New York or Sydney. I could have been a post-war East Berliner. But I was born a European issue. Give me some Rhine wine. Give me a good time. Give me a tooth time. Give me a tooth sweet.
Well, nice to push you out of your comfort zone a little bit with something a little bit more left field. From the Stranglers bassist J.J. Bunnell's first solo LP from 1979. The album's called Euroman Cometh, and that was Do the European there from J.J. Bunnell. Now we go to this week's archive radio session. If you listen regularly, you know each week we delve into the archives and find a track recorded in session for your delight. This week it's from July of 1979. Another Europe theme track from the Psychedelic Furs.
Forest FM.
Sister of mine.
made of dreams, I should try a thousand tears and fall in love. Sister of mine, home again. Sister of mine, home again. Even dreams must fall to rule, so broken on a ship of fools we lie.
Psychedelic Furs and Sister Europe, recorded in session from July of 1979, and the studio version would turn up as a single in 1980 and also feature on their self-titled debut LP released the same year. And as I keep checking their website, the band only seem to be touring in the US, don't seem to be doing any dates in the UK, sadly. We're talking to the US, is a band from Detroit, the proto-punk band Death.
Yeah, I'm getting down and out. I wanna feel it move.
long story behind this record. Basically, they're formed in Detroit in 1971 by brothers Bobby, David and Dennis Hackney. And the trio started out as a funk band, but then switched to rock music, which was unheard of for African-Americans to be playing punk rock music in the mid-1970s. But various record labels didn't get it, and the tapes got shelved, only to be released as an album called For the Whole World to See in 2009 as a studio LP, featuring all the original demos of the band that recorded in the mid-1970s. Check out the film A Band Called Death if you get the chance for the full story. A fascinating documentary I can wholeheartedly recommend. Last of tonight's European flavoured tracks before we have our EU referendum. Last track for tonight. So we round things off with a Clash. And safe European home. The track that rounds off tonight's edition of Teenage Kicks here on 92.3 Forest FM with me, Neil Lomax. Thank you very much for listening and hope you can join me again next Monday evening at 10 p.m. here on 92.3 Forest FM and online at www.forestfm.co.uk.
That's it. Stop now. Stop. Time's up.
Forest FM.
And now,
We join Paul Jerome for Breaking Rock.